Welch on to National Grape Welch's team.
Okay. Hi everyone. Today we will be presenting our engaged learning project. We are the National Grape and Welch's team. So to go over our agenda for today, to begin, we're going to start with an introduction of our engaged learning project. Then we're going to introduce National Grape's strategic issue. And then we're going to go through the design thinking approach that we use to solve this issue. And then lastly, we're going to show you a sneak peek of our final deliverable. So to first introduce our team, our first team member is Faiz, who unfortunately couldn't be here today. Additionally, we have Seth, Danielle, and myself, Maxine. So moving on, what is National Grape? National Grape is a grower-owned marketing cooperative dedicated to providing the most profitable long-term market for all of its members, Quality Concord and Niagara Grapes. So National Grape turns its members' grapes into products which they market under their wholly owned subsidiary, Welch's. And they also have non-patron business, which is products like Welch's Fruit Snacks, which actually don't contain any patron grapes, but these are marketed under the Welch's brand as well. So moving on, this map shows a depiction of the different regions within National Grape's membership. So the first region is the Washington region, which is seen there. It has 191 growers, and these growers produce Concord and Niagara grapes. This has 10,000 acres and 750 certified organic acres. The second region is the Niagara and Finger Lakes region, which has 42 growers, which produce Concord and Niagara grapes, and this has approximately 1,300 acres. Third, we have the Lake Erie region, which has 339 growers, which produce Concord and Niagara grapes, and this has 17,000 acres. And additionally, lastly, we have the Michigan region, which has 157 growers who produce West Concord and Niagara grapes with 7,000 acres. So moving on, this is a timeline that shows a brief history of National Grape and Welch's and how they came to be. This history started way back in 1869 when Charles Bramwell Welch created unfermented grape juice by pressing 40 pounds of grapes and using Louis Pasteur's pasteurization theory. In 1893, Welch's grape debuted at the World's Fair in Chicago and became a household name. Later in 1897, Welch moved to Westfield, New York and created the Welch Grape Juice Company, and incorporated the company. Later in 1945, the National Grape Cooperative was formed and it held its first annual meeting. Later in 1956, National Grape purchased the Welch's Grape Juice Company, which it still owns today. So now I'll pass it on to Danny to talk about our strategic issue.
Working with our clients, we identified three strategic issues that they wanted us to address. The first was that the co-op had a confusing organization of member education materials. We received, I think, at least over 10 materials that we were supposed to parse through to create one deck. The next issue is that a member misunderstanding of the cooperative payment structure, which is vital to the members, as that's their business. The third and final issue is that there were unclear options for investment programs and allocation credit distribution. With our clients, we had three goals for our deliverable. Overall, we want to simplify and clarify the member materials to create a new member education program. And our first goal was creating a concise slide deck with member information. The second was using appealing visuals to illustrate concepts and ideas that were very attainable to all members. The third is that we want it to be digestible, short-formed, and in one slide deck, as mentioned. So in creating our deliverable, we used a design thinking approach, and the first task we had was to define the issue. So we identified, as mentioned, the strategic issue at hand and determined the scope of the project. We first, as a group, met a few times, going over the material, going over the cooperative, then met with our clients to just discuss with them what they thought the biggest issues were in their education materials. The second was to ideate, in which we brainstormed ideas and designed a plan to accomplish our set of goals. this meant parsing through all of the materials and creating our four topics that were in the new member education. Our third approach was a prototype, in which we conducted research, parsed through the material, and built the new member education materials. Each one of our members in the group had one topic that would be part of the new member education. So we went through our reading materials that we got from the clients, set up notes, and then put them into our final deliverable. And the fourth and final step was to review the deliverables with the client and make any recommended adjustments. I'll now pass it on to Seth to discuss the actual new member education materials.
Thanks, Danielle. So within the outline of what our slide deck would look like, by consolidating all of these different materials that we got from National Grape, we developed this outline that goes through four different aspects that we called lessons as part of the new member education program. So we started with a co-op overview. This provided background information about National Grape and Welch's, and we had different aspects here, the mission and vision, the core values, the timeline that we showed you, and with more details, the creation of National Grape and the current state of the business, and that kind of meshes into the mission and values as well. So the first thing that we talked about then as far as the structure of the cooperative is the payment structure. This is an important part of the co-op, and there's two main factors of payment that we mentioned. There's cash distributions, which is about 80-90% of the money that cooperative members get from their product. And then we also talked about allocation credits and also investment credits as well, just to give more clarification of what these things are, because they're a little complicated. And we wanted to summarize it well. So these are the different aspects that we talked about. We also had a Q&A session or section as well. We also took on a new part that we weren't planning on doing beforehand, but it felt like it really worked into our lesson deck. So we talked about inventory management. They have a whole program that helps farmers kind of understand what happens in the co-op when they have oversupply and quality issues. Also optimal crop levels for the farmers. And then we also included some base and threshold calculations for those farmers to utilize, as well as a Q&A section for those farmers. And finally, we talked about governance. We had just a little bit of education about how the cooperative is set up. It's a big co-op, and we wanted to just summarize the different parts of the elective office, the membership, and the patrons, and what membership meetings look like. So just to give you a quick look at what we created, it was mostly a slide deck, and we also created a short video to discuss the crop distributions. This is just a quick little slideshow that just shows the different slides. We used some of the same slides to show you guys in this presentation, but here's just a couple different slides from that. We tried to make it a very visually interesting deck so that they would look at it, and this is part of the video that we created as well, just describing things, making it look nice, also including narration on every slide so that it could be viewed as a video format for farmers as well. So some key takeaways from this project. Number one, we wanted to just understand everything about the co-op that we could, so we understood the equity structure, governance, and inventory management programs through our research and by consolidating all these different materials into one place. Two, we wanted to recognize, and we did recognize, the importance of building a holistic new member education program for member patrons so that they can understand the co-op better. Three, we wanted to understand how to simplify complex concepts into a more digestible manner, which is really hard, and it took a lot of time to figure out the best way to do that. And finally, maintaining a good communication plan and increases a team's success and helps us to develop a great resource for member patrons. So we'd like to thank members of National Grape, Dennis and Paul, for their help, and for Todd and Connor and all their help with us as well. And we look forward to your questions.
Dennis or Paul able to join us? Questions? Comments? I think this is the first time ever in doing these projects where a team actually added to the list of proposed deliverables at the beginning. So kudos for you. I mean, it made a lot of sense in the way you did it, because all of that was important.
And Dennis is here.
Oh, Dennis is here. Dennis.
Yes, I just wanted to chime in. This is the third one of these that I've done, and I think there's one good thing that came out of the pandemic is that we realized that Zoom is actually a pretty good tool, and we got started with the weekly Zoom meeting, which I think really set the stage for you guys to be able to put together what I feel is ready to go to train deliverable here that we'll be used for new members, and quite frankly, I think some of our existing members who join this education. So, thank you much.
Thanks, Dennis.
Thanks, Dennis. We enjoy working with you a lot. We appreciate all your help.
Yeah, Dennis and National Grape have been with us for a while. We've learned how to do projects better. They've learned, helped us learn how to do projects better, and this is really, you know, when a client says this is something ready to go to print and be off as part of their new member orientation materials, that means a lot. So, great job.
Paul's on too.
Oh, Paul. Paul, anything?
I'm here. I'm out in the field. So I can't see me well. I thought the guys did a great job. I echo everything Dennis said. You know, we've been moguls for years in this area, trying to get people to understand what it is we do and how we do it, even though they've been members forever. So, you know, using this thing going forward in our new Co-op 101 for our own organization, for stuff, and like you said, even the existing numbers, I think it's great. I think we can use it right away, and I congratulate all four of you guys for the job well done. Thank you.
I have a quick question. Thanks, Paul, for coming from the field. That's awesome. I love your design thinking approach. I think that's something I'd like to incorporate into the teaching folks how you're talking about these projects, because that's a great way of IDA prototype review is just awesome, so thank you for that. My only remaining question was, is there a difference between a West Concord grape and a Concord grape?
You should ask these guys.
I never heard of that before, but apparently Michigan grows a different kind of Concord grape out there.